There's a very dangerous piece of legislation that has passed the Idaho House and is set to be heard next by the Senate Education Committee. House Bill 590 would ostensibly set up a scholarship-granting organization, or multiples of that, that would help certain students with costs to attend private and religious schools. IEA President Carrie Overall joins me to delve further into this private school voucher legislation in this IEA Reporter podcast. The IEA, along with the Idaho School Boards Association, the Idaho Association of School Administrators, the State Board of Education, and the State Department of Education, along with several other noteworthy organizations, are all on record as opposing House Bill 590. Carrie, what are some of the concerns you have with this legislation?
We believe House Bill 590 is unnecessary. Currently in Idaho, the structure exists where private schools have foundations where people can donate and they can then give scholarships to students that attend those schools. We don't need legislative approval or State Board of Education oversight in private entities. We also are concerned because Idaho is 49th out of 50th in per pupil funding. And we need to be investing in Idaho's public schools at this time, not pulling money away toward private schools. We also have concerns that this bill potentially violates the Idaho Constitution. The Idaho Constitution is clear that public dollars should not be used to fund private or parochial schools. And we see this as doing exactly that.
This bill has specifically been aimed at special education students and at-risk students. Why does the IEA believe it would actually harm most students that fall into those classifications?
Special education students and at-risk students are some of the neediest and most vulnerable students that attend our public schools. They often require the most intervention and the most resources, and we believe that if students leave public schools to attend private schools, they'll be receiving less resources than they would in public schools. There would be less money available overall for these students in potentially, and it would also decrease resources to public school students in special ed as well. We also are concerned because most private schools don't actually have the structure in place to serve these needy and vulnerable populations. They don't offer programs. They don't provide the accommodations that they receive in public schools. And there's no guarantee of services if a parent chooses to enroll their special ed student in a private school. And so while it seems like a good idea on the surface to have options for these students, in actuality, they'll be receiving less services if they choose to go to a different school. We need to be investing more resources in our neediest students, not less at this point in time.
What other areas are there where the private schools maybe don't have the same accountability as the public school system does?
We're grateful for the public schools in Idaho. We know they welcome all students and they strive to educate each and every one to the best of their ability. And private schools often reject students for a variety of reasons and pick and choose who attends their school. Public schools welcome every child, regardless of where they come from, what their background is, what they struggle with, and they provide resources for every single one of them. Private schools often also don't provide crucial services that many of our students need: meals, transportation, counseling, social workers, many of those things that could prevent a child from attending that school, don't actually get provided by these private schools. And so we believe that we should be investing in our public schools to ensure access for all of these resources for every child.
I've heard quite a bit about and from the rural school districts and the people that live in rural areas that they're concerned about this legislation. Why would it disproportionately affect or impact rural schools?
If you look at the map of Idaho, currently the majority of private schools are in the urban areas, and many of our rural districts have one school or two schools within a 50-100 mile radius of where students are living. And so if we pass a bill that allows for students to attend private schools, rural districts are going to be left out of that equation. This also would then siphon money away from the overall pot of money available to schools. And so if there's less money in that pot, that is less money available to school districts. And where public education makes up over 50% of the state general fund, as that general fund shrinks, there's an increased burden on districts to carry the load. We already know that over 90 districts run supplemental levies just to fund basic programs and resources for their districts. And so this isn't extra stuff. This is just to get by and pay their bills day to day. So as we talk about pulling more and more resources and more money away from public schools, it's only going to continue to put a strain on those rural areas.
Is this legislation unique to Idaho? I mean, has it been tried in other states, similar bills? And if so, what have the results been?
We've seen similar bills in Arizona, in Louisiana, in Indiana, in Ohio. And in none of those states is there evidence to demonstrate and show that having any kind of voucher program pays dividends for students or for schools. And in fact, it shows sometimes there's a decrease in student achievement when these programs are implemented. And we've heard supporters of the bill say that it's not a voucher bill, but regardless of whatever it is, an opportunity scholarship, an education savings account, a tuition tax credit, all of those serve the same purpose, which is to pull money away from public schools to fund students going to private schools. And no research has shown that any program like that is effective.
What's your reaction, Carrie, when you hear people say that this bill is necessary because the public schools and the teachers are failing Idaho and Idaho students?
If you ask the majority of people in Idaho, they will say that they love their public school, they love their public school teachers, and they are proud of the community schools that they have in their cities. If you look at scores, Idaho is right in the middle in terms of student achievement on assessments. And so we know that despite having low per pupil funding, Idaho educators and Idaho students are doing a lot with a little. And we believe at a time where Idaho's economy is growing, we have a great opportunity to invest in our public schools, not pull resources away from them. Every student deserves opportunity and access, and it's our responsibility as a state to provide great public schools for all students, and we believe this bill does not do that.
That's a lot of good information. So what's the next step then for this bill, and what would you ask people to do if they're concerned or have an opinion about House Bill 590?
House Bill 590 passed the full House last week and is headed to the Senate Education Committee. So community members, parents, educators, those that are concerned, we invite them to contact their local senators and encourage them to vote no on House Bill 590. We know that it takes a village to raise and educate children, and we know that working together, we can continue to grow and expand education for all students across the state. So we just ask them to encourage their senators to vote no on House Bill 590.
Carrie, thanks very much for your insight on House Bill 590, the private school voucher bill that's currently heading to the Senate Education Committee, and appreciate your comments. And that wraps up another edition of the IEA Reporter Podcast.